Merci, Madame la.
Thank you, Chair, and I'm also grateful to the delegation of Madagascar. As you said, we've come to the end of our dialogue, which for us has been extremely edifying and has taught us a lot, because not enough was said in your reports. You should have your own vision, and a long-term vision is what we think. In other words, Madagascar needs to review all of its programs, revisit them, assess them, redesign them, and all this in the best interest of the children of Madagascar. Admittedly, you are doing a lot, but huge challenges to meet remain, and the rights of the children really do need to be realized in the country. That is why you need to adopt suitable budgets for each program, and all your systems need to be bolstered, because your systems in place are not solid enough. And finally, Madagascar needs to act to counter the effects of climate change. You need to act upstream and not be proactive, not wait for something to happen before you act. And also, you need to react to epidemics, because you are exposed to emergency situations because of that. And with what happened in December 2021, you have to deal with these events. So we wish you all the best, because what is at stake here is the well-being of Malagasy children. And finally, I wish you a very good year and very good health despite everything. Thank you very much.